So this $700 billion bailout, it's a lot of money. So much, it's hard to understand how much.
Sounds like a good topic for an explainer.
Yes, and here is Slate.com's Juliette Lapidos to answer that question on everyone's lips. No, really, how much is $700 billion?
A lot, or maybe not that much. There are approximately 300 million men, women, and children currently living in the United States. So the bailout is equal to roughly $2,300 per person. That's right around what we each paid, on average, for gas and oil back in 2006. Stepping away from average Joes, $700 billion is equal to about a dozen Bill Gateses. Gates, currently the richest man in the country, has $57 billion in the bank. And the assembled net worth of the Forbes 400 is $1.57 trillion, or more than twice the cost of the bailout. We could cover the bailout if the federal government siphoned off Florida's gross domestic product. Invading the Netherlands might be advisable. That nation's GDP was roughly $769 billion last year. Of course, invasions cost a lot of money. We've spent about $600 billion on the Iraq War. Lastly, in apocalyptic terms, $700 billion really isn't all that much. According to the Stern Report, global climate change could cost the planet $9 trillion, or 12.86 bailouts, if we don't address the problem within the next decade or so.
That explainer from Slate.com's Juliette Lapidos.